not only just knows your Bible, but you've gotten a considerable amount of sin out of your life. Because, hey, look, do you remember what you were like before you got saved? Okay, so where are you now? Are you still teetering back and forth on one side or the other? Hey, there's some things you got to get out of your life when you become a Christian. Or you're going to still play with your little baby toys, you know, in the nursery. Because you haven't grown up yet. Maybe you've read the Bible a little bit, but you're still playing with your little baby toys because you haven't gotten the sin out of your life. Because you got one foot in the world and one foot in church. Right. You know, and so you struggle. Go to church, go jet skiing. Go to church, go quadding, go hunting, go shooting. Whatever it is that you do around here in Boise, Idaho. Jiu-jitsu, boxing, whatever. I mean, whatever you're doing that's different than... Look, there's times to be in church. There's times to be working. There's times to be homeschooling. There's times to be doing all this stuff. There's times for leisure. But when the church doors are open, you should be here. When it's time to read your Bible in the morning, you should read your Bible in the morning. When it's time to read your Bible in the evening, you should read your Bible in the evening. You know that you could read the Bible in 1 year with 15 minutes a day? 7.5 minutes in the morning, 7.5 minutes in the night. That's it. I'm sure that you do things for 7.5 minutes all the time, and you're like, oh, time's flying by. You know, you're doing whatever. Whatever, you know, and 7.5 minutes. And sometimes there's some tough reading, right? But hey, in 1 year, if you're just like a regular reader, you can get through the whole Bible. And look, then you've passed like baby goal number one. You got the tummy time, right? Right? You've passed tummy time. Now it's time to have, you know, some carrots, some mashed up carrots, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, those are the things that you need to do to grow. You know, get that Bible done one time all the way through. And it's like it unlocks something with you. Can't explain it. You feel like you've arrived. Like, yes, every word. But you forgot that one word, you know, I'm just kidding. But hey, you get it through one time, and then you just go again. You go again, and you go again, and then you advance in your learning and your knowledge. Look, this Bible is what's going to keep you from sin.